Hare Krishna. Please come near. Oh, okay. We will sing Jai Radha Madhav prayer. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Jayaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jagat Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Guru Parampara ki, Nityai Gaur Sundar ki, Radha Ramana Bhagwan ki, Radha Gijai Bhagwan ki, Jagannath Subhadra Baldev ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Go.
Hare Krishna, it's a great fortune to have with us His Grace Atmaram Prabhu and His good wife, Her Grace Revati Mataji, both are Srila Prabhupada disciples. So I will give a brief introduction of Prabhuji. His Grace Atmaram Prabhu and His good wife Revati Mataji had darshan of Srila Prabhupada first time during the Surat visit in 1971. They both are engineers. Atmaram Prabhu worked in NASA as the chief engineer when the first satellite was launched. And Revati Mataji worked as lecturer in NIT Surat prior to going to America and then worked as an engineer in America. They would visit and render service at ISKCON Detroit Temple regularly since 1972. They met Srila Prabhupada in 1975 in Chicago, and where he personally instructed them to take Krishna conscious knowledge to an institutional level so the society will be protected. Atmaram Prabhu served as the temple president of ISKCON Pittsburgh Temple in PA, Pennsylvania. They also served in New Vrindavan, West Virginia, where they were instrumental in installation of the first Shinaji deity in the West. And later, as per Srila Prabhupada's instruction, they permanently moved to India in 1983 and have been serving his mission in Surat at Bhaktivedanta Raja Vidyalaya since then, where His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj did the installation and school opening in 1990 and 1992. I was just before the session, I was hearing about Prabhuji and Mataji from His Grace Vrindavan Prabhu. So he was sharing that they are fully dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very, they sacrifice when the Matajis are, the three daughters of theirs, they have also come, the whole family is here. So when the three daughters were very, very young as children, that time they gave it all up, gave all their engineering and everything, and completely dedicated themselves to make this school happen for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. And they are very dear to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Sachinand Maharaj, and very, he's like in the same batch as His Grace Vedvyas Maharaj. So we are very fortunate that they have come to grace us here at Pune Temple. Let's welcome them to Shri Radhavendam Chandra Mandir by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutyam. Naram Cheva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvati Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nasta Praeswa Vadreso Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naistiki Sila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Ho. Before we begin reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to repeat what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So, I don't have any qualification to sit on this high chair. I sit here. Prabhupada used to call this as a hot seat. So, it's already hot. But anyway, it is the mercy of you all Vaishnavas and mercy of Prabhupada and Radhanath Maharaj and his devotees that you are allowing us to sit here. Otherwise, some of you must be so much qualified and highly elevated, you can't judge or say anything about that part. But like that, so please forgive me for any other offenses. So before that, my presence is useless unless your presence are there. And in that reference, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter number 7, Madhya Leela, Lord's tour of South India. Text number 7 and 8. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nij gana ani kahe vinay kariya, alingana kari sahaya sihaste dariya. Toma sabajani ami pranadhik kari, pran chada ai, toma sabha chaditena pari. Translation is simply wonderful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu call all his devotees together and holding them by his hand humbly, he informed them, you are all more dear to me than my life. You all are more dear to me than my life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this. I can give up my life, but to give up you is difficult for me. So with this as a prayer, at least by our heart's content, we take their mercy and have some association with each other in the form of this Bhagavad Katha. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai ho. So now let's do the regular Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Katha. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Activities of the Prachetas, Text 26. So we will just go. I'm used to go in a routine way, so please don't feel bored. Okay. Namaha, text 26 in your mobile, whatever. Chapter number 30, text number 26. Namaha, Kamala, Kinjalka, Pisanga, Mala Vasane Vasase Sarva Bhuta Nivasaya Namo Ayunkshamahi Saksinye Namakamala Kinjalaka Pisanga Malavasase Sarva Bhuta Nivasaya Namo Ayunkshamahi Saksine Namaha Kamala Kinjalka Pisanga Malavasase Sarva-bhuta nivasaya Namo yunsamahi saksine Namaha kamala kinjalka Pisangamala vasase Sarva-bhuta nivasaya Namo ayunkshamahi saksine. Namaha. Obeisances. Kamala kinjalka. Like the saffron in a lotus flower. Pisanga. Yellowish. Amala. Spotless. Vasase. Unto him whose garment. Sarva Bhuta of all living entities, Nivasaya, this shelter. Namaha, obeisances. Ayukshamahi, let us offer. Sakshine, unto the Supreme Witness. Translation and purport by Divine Guest Jagat Guru Dev Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Dear Lord, the garment you have put on is yellowish in color, like the saffron of a lotus flower. But it is not made of anything material. Since you live in everyone's heart, you are the direct witness of all the activities of all living entities. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you again and again. So these are the prayers by the Prachetas. So there is a description of address. I'll go in purport in a second. So this translation is divided in basically three parts. So there is a description of address the Lord has put on. And there is an important information in that, that it's not made of anything material. Then second is, Lord is in everyone's heart and He is witnessing every living entity's activities. And the third, because He is all great, we offer our respectful obeisances unto Him. So three parts. Purport. In this verse, the dress of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His all-pervasive nature are described. The Lord puts on a dress that is yellow, but such a garment is never to be considered material. The garments of the Lord are also the Lord. They are none different from the Lord because they are spiritual in nature. The last one sentence. All this is spiritual in nature. The word Sarva Bhuta Nivasaya further clarifies how Lord Vishnu lives in everyone's heart and acts as the direct witness of all the activities of the conditioned soul. Within this material world, the conditioned soul has desires and acts in accordance with those desires. All these acts are observed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto matta smruti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Lord is present in everyone's heart and He gives the living entity intelligence. According to the desires of the living entity, the Lord makes His remembrance, make Him to remember or to forget. If the living entity is demoniac and he wants to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord gives him the intelligence to be able to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead forever. Similarly, when a devotee, when he wants to serve the Supreme Lord, the Lord as a Paramatma gives the devotee the intelligence to make progress in the devotional service. The Lord directly witnesses our activities and experiences our desires. The Supreme Lord gives us the facilities to act in the way we wish. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jagat Guru Deva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ho. So, this four and a half line translation, Prabhupada explained it in about 20 lines. Because it clarifies. But we see that Prabhupada remained within the framework of the translation which Lord Krishna has told us in Sanskrit. So we will try to do the same with some cross references. So Well, since everybody knows this is your class going on here, as we know, these prachetas, or anybody who is little new maybe, we will just refer this sloka here. I will just go translation to save time. It's already going on. It says, second slok, my dear Brihaspatya, what did the sons of King Brihaspat, known as the Prachetas? Who is Prachetas? They are the sons of King Brihaspat. Obtaining after meeting Lord Shiva, who is very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bestower of the liberation. Certainly they were transferred to the spiritual world. Prachetas were transferred to the spiritual world. But apart from that, what did they obtain within this material world, either in this life or in other lives? Other lives. So, what do we have to gain by becoming a devotee of Krishna or to be the part of Krishna consciousness movement? What do we have to gain from this sloka? Do we want to be very, very rich, you know? Maybe want to supersede Bill Gates and become some known personality, or very much famous by entering into some politics? What do we want as a devotee of Krishna? So, we can inquire ourselves by approaching a bona fide spiritual master like A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada or his other representatives, and ask them humble question, Paritranaya sarunam vinasaya chaduskutam dharma samstapnatayam sambhavami yugyuge. So we have to render service and inquire in a humble attitude, humble way. Like, as I said before we begin the class, at least I'm repeating, I may not be on that total platform, but all of you are here, therefore I feel nice and good. So my presence is useless unless you are there. So same way, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to nashta prayesu bhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya. We want to recite Srimad Bhagavatam day and night. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. And they will take us to the highest realm of the spiritual life, which is Krishna consciousness. So, why they want to take us? Because they are the mercy incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have the ability to take us. We individuals do not have that ability. We may feel good certain days, or in a 24 hour certain time, other time miserable or not good. So what's our ability? Where is our steadiness? So all their steadiness and everything comes from these literatures. Krishna incarnated himself as Sabda Brahman when And he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Saktis Tatrapita Niyamita Smaranena Kala. I have invested all my energies into my holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So all this knowledge and everything is into this 16-word Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, two things important for devotees, no matter what level he or she is, deities are the real. They are not just made out of some stone or wood, and they are wood and stone. They are not. That is called thinking of Pasandis. So no, as a devotee, our training should go on such a way that we can acknowledge this. Therefore, to make it more systematic, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has taught, as soon as you enter the temple, first pay obeisances to Guru, and then pay obeisances to the lordships who are residing within the temple. When we do this, couple of years, then anarthas, they go away or reduce, and we feel we want to have a darshan. So that moment which starts of feeling, I want to have a darshan of the Lord. So Lord is present for you in this Archavigra form.
Jai.
And they give us their darshan, so our soul gets satisfied. Another is Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is same as the deities and same as Krishna himself. So when we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should be very, very, very respectful, extremely respectful before Krishna brings us to some platform of gopis or Radharani. First thing is we have to be very, very respectful. Holding mala is not something you are holding beads. No. On that mala, we have chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why? By the mercy. By the mercy of Prabhupada. None of us had the ability to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We haven't heard much about it even. Or heard it little bit, but it has gone away. So how much importance we understand of the holy name? Hare Krishna Mahamantra is above everything. So that's why Krishna has incarnated himself into his holy name. So we have to be very attentive, extreme attentive when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Some Prabhu or Mataji comes and say, hey, Prabhuji, all senses should be absorbed to such a level, even though he is touching you like this or shaking you like this, you don't understand. Because all my senses are trying to get absorbed into Krishna in the form of the holy name. In the form of the holy name. So, and that's what Lord Shiva, who is the very dear to Supreme Personality of Godhead too, he is also chanting, and he is telling Prachetas also, you please all chant the holy names, do the prayers like Lord Brahma's, you know, prayer. Brahma, Lord Krishna made Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, through which Brahma came. Lord Krishna made him empowered to create the whole material universe. How does he empower? You know, that is said in this in this sloka here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, here it is. This is a talk between Lord and Ramanand Rai. Text number 264. He says, Eta tattva mura chitte kaile prakashana. If you want to repeat, can you repeat? Maybe difficult. Okay. Brahma ke vedayena padaila narayana. Ramanand Rai admitted, you have manifested many transcendental truths in my heart. He is telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is exactly the way Narayan educated Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma. How he educated? It says in Shvetashvata Upanishad, Yo Brahmanam Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai Tamha Devam Atma Buddhi Prakasham Mumukshur Vai Saranam Aham Prapadye. Because I desire liberation, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, who first enlightened Lord Brahma in Vedic knowledge through the Lord Brahma's heart. So, the Lord is originally the source of all enlightenment and spiritual advancement. And there are many other references like this, that how Lord is inspiring one-to-one basis. Therefore, we are personalists, not impersonalists. And there are these references, you can look it up later on this volume particular I have. It is on page 259, text 264. There are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 references of Bhagavatam. So, the point I am trying to make here is that, with reference to this sloka, it has said here, that the second part, the Lord is in everyone's heart and He inspires everyone. So, we are also getting inspiration to get up every day and to do this Hare Krishna chanting. It's an inspiration. It may look, I'm just getting up, doing this, doing that, holding Maharaj, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's not like that, Prabhu. It is not like that. In a city like Pune, there are millions of your age. You are one of the ones chosen. So what is that good credit you have? Lord Brahma give that credit, Shiva give that credit, Pachetas give the credit, Arjun give the credit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give the credit. How? How they give the credit? We have another cross-reference. My memory is so poor, Prabhuji, excuse me. So I have to look in the book to make sure I do the right thing. So, in 7th chapter, it says, we all know it, 28th number slok. Tesam tuantakatam papam jananam punya karmanam tvedvandvar moha nirmukta bhajante mam dadavataha. Here is the certificate Lord Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is giving you. What is he saying? He says, persons who have acted piously in the previous lives and in this life, that is not stopped there. He says, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated. Third thing, they are freed from the desire of delusion and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Dradavataha. Dradavataha. So here he is, Krishna, who is acting through our heart like Lord Brahma. And he is inspiring us day after day, day after day, day after day. Never get tired. Krishna says, I'm not tired, you don't get tired. So he's inspiring us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, where does it lead to? To make us purest devotee of the universe. Because, what is lacking in this material universe? What is lacking in this material universe? Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj used to ask this question. Prabhupada repeated this. He says, nothing is lacking except love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Everything is plenty, more than what we can even think of it. So, I'll give another this 20 minutes to Revati Mataji to say something, few words about this or whatever she likes, I think. And then in the meantime, we will have, afterwards, we will have question answers related to little bit what I spoke or what Sibyl spoke again. Thank you very much. There are many things I wanted to say, but time does not permit.
How long I have
said? Hare Krishna.
Time?
9 o'clock. Right now it is 8:40, so 20 minutes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama
Rama.
Hare
Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Anyway, first of all, I'm asking you, what do you want to listen? Because since we met Prabhupada almost 48 years, 46, 47, you know. So 48 years, so many things. So what do you want to hear? So I can go accordingly. First meeting. Anyway, my life, practically my study, education, everything went in Surat city. Prabhupada is very, very pleased with the Surat devotees' reception in 71. I was working in the college as a lecturer. And during the Prabhupada's stay in Surat, he was invited, you know, to many places. So he was invited in our society where I was living. So I was coming from college and he was with the devotees across, you know, on the road crossing. They organized his program. And I was curious, what these white elephants, Prabhupada's language, you know, these Western devotees are doing over here, and some sadhu is sitting. And then I just stayed there for around 10 minutes and I walked away. That's all my first darshan. Then he went to USA for doing his master's in Wayne State University in Detroit. So I went after 1 year. And naturally we were not so much fond of Western civilization. Krishna has protected us from very beginning of our childhood. And devotees were doing Harinam in university. He purchased his Bhagavad Gita, started reading, associating with the devotees, and just normal life. So in 75, 72, my first daughter was born and we had gone through a very critical situation. And we started going to the temple more and rendering service. So 75, we went to Chicago. It was a heavy recession time in the USA. So we had a little off and we went to Chicago for Prabhupada's darshan. So in a room darshan, temple president of Detroit was Govardhan Prabhu, and he has introduced us to Srila Prabhupada that they are from Surat. And she is in education line and he is coming from the farmer's family. So 75-76, Srila Prabhupada was developing the farm community. So he was very fond of it and appreciative and looking very, very, you know, in a pleasant way. We can feel his expression that he was so happy to see us, a couple, one Indian couple, just simple. You know, I'm a little hesitant to speak now, but in those days, he saw one Indian couple to see there in ISKCON. So he was very, very pleased. And at that time, I had my first daughter, Bhakti Lata. Now she is initiated by Radhanath Maharaj. And she was almost 3.5 years old. As soon as she saw Prabhupada in the room, she shouted, "Mommy, look at this, that's Prabhupada." She has shouted. He was very happy to hear. And Prabhupada called her. That's a middle daughter of mine. And I said, "Bhakti, speak all the mantras." So she spoke all the mantras. Prabhupada was happy and blessed her on her head, gave her a rose and the cookie. And that's it. And then talk started. He started the talk. "How come this girl, so small girl, knows me?" He just started the talk. "How come she knows me?" So he, nobody answered. Naturally, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Even we did not know. So Prabhupada said, "Maybe the parents have shown my photographs and introduced me that this is Prabhupada. And maybe she knows me from her past life." He spoke like that. And then he started about the topics of reincarnations and the talk went on. We stayed, it was Rath Yatra time in 75 July, fourth weekend. And we stayed there 3 days, heard his lectures. There are so many things to say, but I'm abbreviating a little bit. And then after 7 days, Prabhupada came to Detroit during that time to see the Fisher Mansion. He wanted to buy the GM building, you know, and Amrish Prabhu and Lake Shravanti and everybody. They we were all together in Detroit during those times. We started regularly rendering some seva and all this. So that's where we went to the airport to receive him. And I'm a little aggressive. So I took his photograph at the airport and he recognized us immediately. And he waited till I take my picture, his picture, and went on. In those days, ladies, so much secluded area, so much secluded. We can't go in front. So many sannyasis, brahmacharis, they were there. But we were a congregation, you know, beginners. So not so much objection regarding this kind of act. Now we followed all rules, you know. So Detroit temple was third floor. He was taken in the palanquin upstairs. And Radha Kunja Vihari and Jagannath Ditis were there. There he stayed 4 or 5 days in Detroit. And we attended full program in the room darshan. I cooked for Srila Prabhupada during that time. Good opportunity to render service. And Satswarup Maharaj was his personal secretary at that time. And he was keep on typing his translation and books and all this. So during that room darshan, Prabhupada, I had many questions. So I asked him, ke where do we become the no first question was that he got the two good job offer when we came back from Chicago. So I thought, oh, this Sadhu Maharaj, you know, because of his mercy, here we got a good offer, so let's ask him, where do we go? So for the betterment. So that was our best opportunity, life molding. And Prabhupada, I asked him, which job we have to accept? So Prabhupada said, well, then he asked me, what do you do and all these questions. So in brief he answered, we have an all luxurious home in Detroit. We just purchased 6 months back, you know, to have a little comfortable life with the swimming pool, fireplace, all blah blah of the material wood, everything. Oh, in those days, central air and all this plywood floor and all, it's all luxury. Bricks and everything is luxury in America. And he said, you sell your home, go to San Francisco. One was in Detroit, second one in San Francisco. So San Francisco, if we stay in Detroit, you know, it's controlling the complete business of the country. So more layoff and more job opportunity, auto companies are there. So Prabhupada said, so we could not decide, so I asked him. So he said, go to San Francisco and live in a temple. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. You know, and like out of sky, you know, we never felt like it's bomb, but we felt, okay, we found the solution of our life. We are tracked down. What to do? When we are confused, what to do? Here he said, do this, so do this. Simple. So with having a simple heart, he immediately next day went to give the interview and got the job. He stayed in San Francisco and lived in a temple. And Chitsukhananda Prabhu was temple president during that time. And Indian community was a little bit disturbed there because they moved to Berkeley temple. Whole temple was moved to Berkeley. San Francisco remained little preaching center. So Indian community was very much disturbed because it is nearby, you know, where they were living. This temple was nearby, so they feel comfortable. Berkeley was little far, but for preaching opportunity, went to Berkeley. So what he did, he went with the devotees for preaching. After coming from job, he said, you worked, accept the job. So after coming home, you know, he went with the devotees for preaching for 4-5 months. I stayed back there to sell my home. I could not sell the home. And finally my hands were raised up. And I said, okay, let Krishna do whatever he wants. I'm going there. So when I went there, he moved to the apartment. There was no place for Grosti to stay in a temple. So naturally we have to live in outside. And as soon as I went to San Francisco, within 4 days, house was sold. So the point is, why I'm bringing all these small, small things, it is not small. Anything happens in our life, nothing is so small. Don't ignore it. Everything has, Krishna has a special plan. When we don't have an ability to listen Paramatma and whatever the way he guides us. So he guides through the external energy and try to accept that whole move with the full heart, okay, whatever it comes is best for me. That is the key point that happened in our whole life up till now, you know, because we are stubborn. We don't surrender so easily. So Krishna makes the different plans to make us to surrender. Prabhupada is so expert. In those days, Prabhupada was just smashing everyone. Just surrender to Krishna in that way. And whosoever comes in his trap, caught up. Caught up. No one can escape. Once they are in touch with Prabhupada, they cannot escape under any circumstances. He promised to protect us till we go back to Godhead. Let it take many lifetime. But Prabhupada says, no, this is a valuable human life. You don't take another chance. Now is a precious. Now is a precious moment for us. We don't know when we have to live this golden opportunity, what we have as a human life. So these kind of, and then, like a normal surrendering process and this and that. So strong and so strict and so much, it was implanted in everyone's mind that this is the only way to make our human life successful. So strongly, straight, no compromise. If little compromise means nine gates of the body, any gate is open, the thief is going to come. You know, that's why we have a threat. So all the, you know, from every corner, make sure that you are protected. Well protected in this material world. And that is also in a vest. Very difficult. So Prabhupada has poured his blood in raising us to the certain platform, to all the devotees, everyone. And fortunate it is that most of us followed in a way, because he has little favor he sees persons. He can see through. And he get hold of it. Do this, do this, do this. That's it. And throughout our life, we remember that whatever he says, we are bound to do this. My second question was that where do we become better Krishna conscious in our life? So he said, you can become Krishna conscious anywhere in the whole world, but sun is brighter in India. So never think go to the Western world. Okay, let's try. It is try. I mean, now I feel, nowadays, you know, Kali Yuga is expanded so much. So, it's try is danger. So, whatever he says, sun is brighter in India, and that is in heart. And okay, we got the instruction, first, take this knowledge on an institutional level. Go back to San Francisco, live in a temple. And then third is to move to India. So one after another in our life, we never plan to follow that way. But Krishna made us to do that way, our situations. And you know, when we were going to Berkeley Temple, Charu Prabhu, you might be knowing, he is also initiating. You know, he is in Utah or California side. He was temple president and his wife Vaibhavi. Jagannath was just installed and temple decorations he was doing. We went for preaching in Yosemite National Park on the 4th July weekend. My two daughters, the second one on this side, she's Radhika, and they both were there. And in a car, we had a little, we just, that when we went for preaching, and in a car we had an accident. We had nobody in the whole world other than devotees and Prabhupada. In Western country, no friends, no relatives, nobody except temple devotees and Prabhupada. So we called, and Hanuman Preshak Maharaj is there. You might be knowing him. He was brahmachari during 76, 70, those days. And there was another brahmachari, Rida Govinda. But point is, Charu Prabhu, but over there we had an accident. We were 250 miles away. So in ambulance we were brought to Berkeley, and he was admitted, operated, and I was badly injured. My two daughters were saved. No, nothing happened. They cannot stay in a hospital. I cannot stay in a hospital. So Hanuman Preshak Maharaj and another Grasthi couple, and they made the arrangement for me to stay in a temple. That was my first stay in a temple. And my first stay in a temple. They did not have any facility to keep the Grasthis in a temple. All brahmacharis were living. Not a single room with the attached bathroom. Brahmachari life. So austerities, those days. Not luxuries and facilities. Those days we had been trained up like soldiers. Prabhupada says, spiritual life is more than a material life or a military life. More than a military life. And I was in that military direction a little bit, NCCs and all this, my other career. So my mind was trained up that way, very disciplined, strict discipline. And fortunately, all these events helped me to become better Krishna conscious. And it helped me, all these qualities. Anyway, I stayed. Charu Prabhu kept me in Prabhupada's room. That is another mercy. Well, he told him to stay in a temple and he did. Now I am left over, you know. So Prabhupada took the special care, and like Charu Prabhu made the arrangement for me to stay in Prabhupada's room. And I said, wow, with my two daughters, because one Grasthi couple, I mean, one Mataji helped me for my survival and taking care of my two daughters. Even when she has to comb my hair, I mean everything, I was badly injured. So that is a rath before Snanyatra time. And that was my first day in a temple in Prabhupada's room. Means it was like a not imagine this material world, I should say, in my life, that I'll have that kind of opportunity to get his blessings, special blessings, whole vibrations. Or one week I stayed there. And those brahmacharis, Hanuman Preshak Maharaj now, Hanuman Prabhu, he was taking me every day in a wheelchair for Mangalarti. That was my beginning in the temple to stay. Then after, frequently we stayed in a temple in and out. You know, that is later part. But then Srinathji's installation time, we came to India for 1 year, winding up everything in 70, doing only book distribution during marathon and so many things, different thing. But we went back again, did Srinathji's project completed. During that time, I called my whole family. I never kept my children, exposed them in American life, Western life. I sent them to India with my parents. They have been brought up here. till they get mature and then given the independence to do whatever they want. For that reason I called them, so I asked my eldest daughter always, because she is bigger than others are small, 8 and 12 and like that. She was 12 at that time in America. Then I asked her, what to do? You want to stay in US or you want to go back to India? So she said, because we were not deciding, Prabhupada told us to go back to India. But that was not so much like fixed up. So another mode comes. So she said, Mommy, I don't want to stay in this country. Because the women are putting these kind of dresses and they are smoking, so I don't like that. Simple. Okay, chalo, India chalo. And at that time, in US, the devotees were trying to force us in New Vrindavan to be there and take care of Gurukul and all these other duties. But my answer was that whatever Prabhupada has given us an order, we want to go back to take care of my children. And at that time, I was told, you think you are taking care of your children? So strong like this. And I got shocked and I opened up my eyes that, oh yeah, we are not the doer. You know, Krishna is taking care of everyone. And that is fixed. Like, you know, time to time, slashing all our ignorance with the good sword of the good blessings. But it was like a sword. Then I said, well, externally, I have to, but the level of surrendering you are expecting from me, I will 100% try to do that and reach to that platform. I'll try my level best. But to keep the girls, there is not, the girls should be with the parents, not in a Gurukul or with somebody else. That is Vedic injunction also. So sorry, but in India, anyway, there's a long other stories. But finally, we ending up here. 5 years, we try to preach in a university, colleges, schools, because Prabhupada wanted to be in an institutional level. So different institutions we went and tried to preach Krishna consciousness, distributing prasadam, and that's all about it. Book distribution, all these activities for 5 years, because they were small, growing 12 years. Then the eldest got the 16. When she became 16, then during the preaching, we got this little crowd. So they wanted to be with us. What do? We have to have our own place to give Krishna consciousness as it is manner. Otherwise, no, it's all compromise in somebody else's institution to go. Time to time, following, once a month, twice a month, every week, whatever it is. We did not prepare, and fortunately, as Prabhupada desire us to be, live in a temple in India, institution. So after preaching, the few devotees wanted to be with us. And by Prabhupada's book distribution, a person came forward and we got this land wherever we are, Krishna Lokdham, Bhaktivedanta Rajvidyalay, we had to start. And that, before we started, I asked my daughter, she was 16 at that time. During all this time, I keep on training them. The message I got, you think you are taking care of your children. So I'm explaining you in detail because many are grihasthis and children, and how to develop the detachment from the children also. Taking care as well as detachment too. I'm sorry. 10 minutes more. So I'm winding up. So she said, so why? Because she's your god sister. Radhanath Maharaj also blessed her. And Krishna Prabhupada she got the Prabhupada's blessing, and Prabhupada is making us to do through her. I always gave her credit in my life that because of you, we are like this. Because we are stubborn enough not to listen to the Paramatma or Prabhupada's order follow directly, willingly. Willingly, willingly we do it, but we don't know to situate in a right position. So she said, I asked her, see, when we take the project, we cannot spend more time with you. That you have to accept. Are you ready for it? And she said, okay, mommy, if sacrificing three of us, you can do the good, you can do the better to the society, serving society better way, then I don't mind. These are her words, the middle one words. And on that we have started this project. And it's going on since 30 years. Land we bought it, got it, that is also by Prabhupada's book distribution. Person came forward and here we are. When Prabhupada went to Bardoli during this Surat visit, so Bardoli is 7 kilometers away from our place, and 4 days he had a Pandal program, and he is looking, maybe looking here and there, traveling, passing through the same road we got this land. And when we met him in first time, he said, okay, he already planned for us this service at his lotus feet. So we take it, the heart contents, whatever we can, within our limited senses, and just working as a humble servant. We are old folks, following an old system, old style. We don't have so much glamorous activities, or glamorous way, or modern style for the preaching purpose, or kirtan, or living style. It's simple. We don't have that. Neither we are able to do it. So we are zero in present situation in Krishna consciousness that way. In preaching Krishna consciousness, we are just simply serving there, whatever we can. Be with him. That's all. So we pray that all of us, I hope, if I have exaggerated, you feel, if I'm not able to represent it in a proper manner, so please excuse me. And I need blessings of all of you, that way you are sticking, enthusiastically preaching and expanding. So please bless us that even at this age, like Prabhupada has started at this age, Krishna consciousness, no vacation and no age limit. It goes on, soul is always young. So we also have so many young blood enthusiasm still. But still, the body and this doesn't go together now. So please help us out with the blessings. That we get the special blessings for Radha Vrindavan Chandra and Srila Prabhupada and all of you Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.
Any questions, comments? For 2-3 minutes, whatever.
Hare Krishna Mataji. So it is one of the best class what I have felt in this temple from last 1 year. So thank you for that. Prabhupada, you have actually made me to feel of front of Prabhupada. So I was many time back I was searching for some devotees who are connected to Prabhupada and can say like this. So thank you very much for. So my question is like, Mataji, although I mean, we are in this mission Krishna consciousness from last 6 years. So you told like ignorance cutting like swords you got in life, and no compromise with Krishna consciousness. That's attitude that is rarest and absence, and the urgency we were talking about. So really I'm just like doing mechanically things. It's not coming. So it's like if I will continue like this, it's like no use. So how to get that realms of Krishna consciousness, that fire that you got by mercy of Prabhupada?
Actually, you know, it's not like somebody has to give us a sauce. Why we live that way, that somebody has to give us a sauce? Try to follow whatever is the service we have in a heart content. Prabhupada says, even someone is wrong, but just follow it by sincere heart, dradavrata. You know, our only desire to render the service in our best capacity of mind and best possible manner, just to please them. And Krishna and a Guru has already gave us the guideline how they will be so happy with us in a Shastra. And that is also told and taught every second, in every temple, every minute, every day, that this is the way Guru can be happy. We have to please to them this way. Krishna can be happy. How do I become dear to Krishna? That is every day everything is told in a so strong manner. I know that. But I give you an example. I'm taking little time, but I have to say this. In Bhagavatam, Brahmaji, when first he performed the tapasharya, Lord is very happy with his tapasharya. Brahmaji did the tapasharya as per the instruction of Krishna. So Krishna says, I am very pleased. When Krishna is pleased, because he is a friend and a devotee. Two things, friend also. So Brahmaji felt, Krishna did the shake hand with the Brahmaji. That is in the sloka. Sanskrit slok. Shake hand with the Brahmaji. Brahmaji felt person do the shake hand means equal level. Krishna and Brahma in an equal level like he is shaken. But Brahmaji prayed to the Lord that please, you know, bless me. This is not, I am not on your position. But please bless me that my pride won't go high. He did that. Like, you know, nowadays we are so conditioned souls, a little seva, a little bit glory is this, that, we got puffed up, oh, I'm little big, this, that. No. That reminder we had constantly, that is our individual choice, our individual commitment, that no, I have to say this. Everything comes from Him, it's all good. Manasa manina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. One must have that feeling within our heart. Then there is no need of sauce. And if sauce comes, fine. It is for my improvement. And then you see your purification within. See, nowadays we do externally, as you said. All of us are doing so many things externally. So many things with the willfulness. But that whatever the little willfulness we have, Krishna is and Guru is holding us and protecting us from Maya. But that does not mean throughout the life we have to remain that platform. No. We have to go further and further way. It's a long way. So when Krishna will be happy, 100% purification. He wants 100%, no more 99%. He said that in Bhagavad Gita. So please try to, we are also falling many, many times in so many ways. But that reminder, I have to take 100% marks to please Him most. And this is my only time. This is my only last minute. The Prabhupada said one time in Bombay lecture that he said, think that this is my last chance, last minute in my life to render service to Krishna. So the last minute, how do we handle with the very, very enthusiastic utmost endeavor to make success? With that moment, with that mood, we have to spend our time. Unless we come up to that platform, it is difficult to survive in Maya outside or inside. Wherever, Maya is everywhere. It is in temple also and outside also. But temple is little good reminders and sauce is there too. So you better learn to take the good sauce. Prabhupada, oh, hit me so much. Prabhupada, I asked him a question. Which Rama you were telling? You know, real congregation members. So we were free to ask so many things. So I asked me, Hare Rama, you are saying, which Rama you are talking? There is Ramchandra, Balram, you know. Whose Rama is there? We did not know the, I mean, real depth of the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are just Krishna and Rama. It's a name of God, Ramachandra. But then later on, Balram also comes. So, Prabhupada said, why do we care which Rama is there? You know, you just chant and take the benefit. Shut up. Yeah, like more educated mass means very difficult to enter in Krishna consciousness. More education, more logics, more this, more that. This head is very bad. So we have so many plus, minus, logics. So instead, okay, we have to develop that policy and accept it and keep it steady in our mind. You know, because ego, when ego is down, you know, smash, then it's try to get up again and again, again and again. Lost, gone case. We are fortunate. I hope all of you are also fortunate. Because you live here in a community, means whole family is cooperative. So very nice. We are fortunate to move together nicely with the proper understanding. With the proper understanding, I'm telling you, wife or husband, they both have the proper understanding in service of Krishna. He never stopped me or hold me back for service of Krishna. Neither I became hindrance in his service of Krishna consciousness. That is another beauty of the householder life. Very, very rare fortunate souls get this kind of situations, but I am at least fortunate and indebted to him also, said, for my Krishna conscious services. If at all it is like a suppressed or pressed or anything, then it's a little difficult for progress, but it is our determination. Our individual, no one can stop. No one can stop the thought of the mind. No one can stop the desire of heart flowing down like waves in the ocean. No one can do that. That is our individual choice. And make that choice always the best. How can I please the most my Guru and Krishna? That's it. The Prabhupada physically. And we were more, you know, with his, rather than Vapu, we are more associated with the Vani in our life all these years. Vapu, 8-9 days almost. Then last we met him in California. I mean, when he came, last visit, 76 to Los Angeles. And that time he was sitting in the garden. Yeah, there is another nice thing to hear about us. In a garden, he was sitting and so many old stalwarts, all his close associates, sannyasis were sitting all around, 6-7 of them. And nobody is allowed to go there, but I just sneak in to the kitchen and went back, you know, both of us. And at that time my first daughter was in India, so the second one, Radhika, was only with me at that time, 76. She was born in February. So I went there and we talked to Prabhupada. Because, you know, Detroit temple, when we were going, devotees were saying, oh, you have to give 50% of your income, then only you get initiated. Not simply the four regulative principles and 16 rounds. He said, 50% of our... I said, that I can't do. You know, because hardly we were surviving. You know, and our responsibility in India. Then I asked... Anyway, I don't want to come up to the another thing. It will go long hours together. Prabhupada's conversation. I know. So, what I was saying... Yeah, 50% of income. I say, I can't do this. What do we do? He keeps on hammering. All the devotees were, just take initiation. You do this, you do that. And 50% income is more than initiation. Because always it's lacking money. He was buying the books. That was the first volumes was published during those days. Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam. First printing were coming out. And we were buying and reading and so much involved. And now we were in certain platforms, so they were forcing us so much. So I said, let's forget about it. Let's talk to Prabhupada, ask directly what is our situation. You know, what do we do with this? So we went to LA garden and we asked directly Prabhupada, is it your rule that one has to give 50% of his income to get initiated? Straight. No problem. Prabhupada said, who rascal has told you like this? He said, who rascal has told you like this? We didn't say devotee's name. I said, we have been told like this. We just answered that way. No. That's not true. You say, how long you have been chanting? 16 rounds. Chanting long time, but 16 rounds. I say, around 2 years. So he say, okay. Then he called the devotee. Okay, get the chanting beds. Because he was not in a mood to lose us in the middle of the devotees and say if they will pry out and go away, you know. And he called the devotee, and right in that garden we got the chanting beads and our names. That's it. And then the year passed by and Prabhupada was supposed to come in 77 to Gitanagari farm, and we had our five sacrifice was left over in Gitanagari farm. I said, I know, we don't want to take it in America. We will have a five sacrifice in Vrindavan. No more here. But Prabhupada's health was going very bad, and we were thinking, okay, just finish it up in 77 in Gitanagari. But fortunate or unfortunate, whatever it is, we physically we lost him before, and when halfway he canceled his trip to USA, and from halfway he went back to Vrindavan because he was very ill, and then he left his body. So later on we got the five sacrifices, but this was our story about our initiation, our association. In brief, I said, There are many things, many question answers, and as he said, the sauce. On this sauce, I'm telling you, there are many other sauce also to me individually, because I was asking, confronting, challenging some questions. That's it. So that opened up my eyes. That is good for us. And we get the correct knowledge. When the student doesn't study, what do we do? What do we do? We have to give them a source to bring them to the level or turn on the proper direction, proper road, driveway. We have to do that. So in Bhaktivedanta Raj Vidyalay, I am a very strict person. And in Krishna consciousness, so people don't understand my heart. They see externally, oh, you are like this, you are like that. When I become little loose, mild, oh, finish. Everything is finished. So we have to become strict to our own self. And then with others also. It is good for their soul. We are not doing anything for ourselves. It's for their soul benefit. That is the highest boon. So, when we preach, we don't give compromises. No, please come to this level. He cannot come immediately. But show him a right track that within no time, you should not give so many years. No, then it's lost. That is the sense of discrimination every individual has to use with every individual preachings as per their situations. We don't become like Hitler that, oh no, this has been told like this, don't become this. No. Give them time. But time should not be so long that you lose. Anyway, I hope it is clear.
Any other questions, comments?
Okay. Thank you very much for spending your extra time, 35 minutes. We'll be leaving tomorrow for darshan. I, Janma Mataji, and so many other senior devotees, we had been to Gopinath temple a lot also. So they know us, and I visited Pune. This is my third visit. This temple, second visit, and before the old temple. So I knew just a few devotees, not many, who are senior most now. The Gopinath Prabhu and Govinda Prabhu and Radha, Radheshyam Prabhu. The Gopinath temple, all old folks. Vishwambar and all the doctors group and Dwarkadish. Hari Om.
Hari Om.